You're listening to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono and U.S. Representative Tammy Duckworth, who has roots in Hawaii, have both raised a torch to have more Asian American and Pacific Islanders named to President Joe Biden's cabinet or other leadership positions. We talked to Senator Hirono about race and gender issues and a new book that she wrote about her life entitled Heart of Fire, An Immigrant Daughter's Story.
The people who are making decisions, whether they are judges or in the administration, should reflect the diversity of our country. And so this is the concern that some of us had, that there weren't very many AAPIs appointed to secretarial positions. It's not something that just came out of the blue. We have been expressing those concerns for quite a while now. And so at one point, Tammy Duckworth said originally that she wasn't going to be voting for anybody until there was more diversity represented. And after I talked with her, we framed it was that, you know what, we wouldn't be voting for anybody who did not come from a diversity group. So basically, I was perfectly happy to vote for blacks or LGBTQ people, AAPIs, but to call on the president to do better.
I know that people are saying, you know, there's qualified women out there, qualified Asian Americans, qualified Pacific Islanders.
Of course there are. I've had some private conversations with the White House, and so this is a president who takes all of these matters very seriously. So I am definitely going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And in fact, the most recent announcement of 11 judicial nominees reflects really a diversity of backgrounds and life experiences, including people from the AAPI community. So, you know, this is good. I will continue to have private conversations, but at the same time, I am looking to have him appoint a senior person within the White House that will deal with these issues, particularly with, I would say, a focus on AAPIs, because this is the one group that I think could be better represented in the White House.
You know, we are just coming off a weekend where there were rallies to stop the Asian American hate. You know, these cases that we're seeing, you know, from coast to coast. We don't have so much of that here in the islands. But what are your thoughts?
This kind of hate crimes, we know that they have been on the rise. And in the midst of this kind of horrendous attacks where people have even been killed, that the good thing, if there is such a thing as a good thing, is that there's so much attention and awareness and recognition that these are hate crimes and they need to be prevented and stopped, and people who do this, who are the perpetrators, should be prosecuted. That's my view. And we now, again, have a president who doesn't stoke the flames of this kind of hatred by calling the Chinese virus, or members of his administration calling it the Kung Flu, creating an environment where this kind of hatred can come to the fore. So we now have a president who recognizes that we must do more to prevent and prosecute hate crimes. So he recently took some other actions to respond to the anti-Asian violence, xenophobia, and bias. He's taking the kinds of actions that I'm really grateful that this president is taking, unlike the other one.
And you were very outspoken with some of the positions that President Trump took.
4 years of divisiveness and what I call continual assaults on the body politic. We now have another president, but we still have, obviously, a lot of people in our country who want to blame the other. And the Asians have, sadly, always been regarded as the other in our country, in spite of generations of being in this country and contributing to the fabric of our country.
And you were very passionate about these issues. Explain to our listeners about what was it in your background, in your upbringing, being an immigrant.
There was so much of my immigrant experience. In fact, it's watching my mother, who had the courage to take a risk and bring us to this country to create a better life for herself and her children. That is what impels waves of immigrants to come to America, to have the opportunity for a better life. So I definitely learned from my mother that coming to this country and all that this country afforded me is not anything I take for granted. And part of what I do is to give back. I doubt very much that I would have run for office or done the kinds of things that I've done in the political arena if I had not been an immigrant with the kind of experiences we had with very little, but a mother very determined to have a better life for us.
And you took very strong positions on health care.
Health care is just so fundamental to all of us. And we had in Trump a president who wanted to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. We had a Republican Party that tried to eliminate and repeal the Affordable Care Act provisions dozens and dozens of times. I know as an immigrant what it's like to not have health care because we didn't have health care growing up. And truly, one of my biggest fears as a child was that my mother, my single parent, would get sick and we didn't have health care and she wouldn't be able to go to the hospital. I know exactly what it's like that so many people in our country lack adequate health care, and that is why this is one of the areas where I am totally committed to making sure that we improve health care access and affordability for everyone in our country.
And I believe you lost a sister to an illness.
Yes, well, this is in Japan. We're living in the countryside, and medical care was not that accessible or available, and so she died. I really think that if we were living here, that she could have been saved. I think that. And this is how important health care is, that people die when they don't have it.
And you've had some health challenges yourself, and I know, you know, the whole discussion around pre-existing conditions, you know, was a scary
one. Yes. I joined the many, many millions of people in our country and hundreds of thousands in Hawaii who have pre-existing conditions that would be wiped out if the Affordable Care Act was eliminated. And we're not out of the woods on that score because we have the Supreme Court that heard the Affordable Care Act case. And for all I know, they may decide that the whole law is unconstitutional. And there goes that. And that means that everyone in our country with pre-existing conditions would either no longer be able to afford health care or that they would just be denied coverage. You know, most of us have pre-existing conditions that would be too expensive to cover or totally denied. And so this is yet another aspect of health care that I know Joe Biden is very much in support of.
With a lot of the divide in our country, the disrespect for people who are different, you know, so it must pain you when you see where things are at these days.
I have said that racism is never far below the surface. We have never dealt adequately with the systemic racism against the Black community. And there is also racism against the people who can be deemed the other. And that's where a lot of the Asians are. So you can look back to historically the Chinese Exclusion Act, the internment of Japanese Americans, the Muslim ban. These are all times when our country decides that they can target people who are different for disparate negative treatment. And this is the United States of America. That should not be happening at all. But clearly, it happens, and we have to fight it at every turn. So I've said there. What's required of all of us is eternal vigilance.
And so your upbringing, I mean, that's where you get this heart of fire. I mean, like I said, you have come
yes.
out so strong, you know, whether it's, you know, healthcare or civil rights, because you just think it's wrong.
Yes. And basically, when I was a kid, I also encountered bullies, and it's important to stand up to bullies. And Trump was the biggest bully of them all. And as the Republican legislatures all across the country try to steal people's votes with the most anti-voter kind of legislation, they are blatant about it. They are shameless about it. They are stealing people's votes by making it so much harder to register to vote, to stay registered, to vote, in fact, that we have to fight back. These are they're just bullies, and the reason they're doing it is they think they can get away with it. And who's going to stop them? It's going to be the voters who wake up to the fact that their democracy is truly at risk. Growing up, we used to be taught, Catherine, that democracy is fragile. But I don't think any of us recognize that when it's under assault like this, it truly is fragile. And when one attacks our right to vote, that is an attack on democracy. Who knew that it would be something we would be experiencing right now? And by the way, these state legislatures, they think that the judges that have been put in place for lifetime appointments by Trump, over 200 of them, including three to the U.S. Supreme Court, all of these state legislatures and what they're doing, legislators, they think they can get away with it because these actions will be challenged in court, and they think that the Trump appointees to the courts will support what they're doing. I hope not, but they set the stage, and this is why there's so much of this kind of thing happening, not to mention that I think the people who are pushing this and white supremacists, xenophobic, you know, all of the kind of targeting of the other in this country has gathered force, and we need to fight back at every turn.
Your book comes out next month?
Yes, April 20th.
I guess you will pay homage to your mother as Mother's Day comes up because, you know, of the example she set.
I wrote it for her. And sadly, my mother passed away last week, so we miss her tremendously. But, you know, I wrote the book for her, and I'm glad that I was able to do it and that it's going to be published, and it will tell her story and her courage. And I hope that it will resonate with people.
That was Senator Mazie Hirono talking about her experience as an immigrant that she brings to Congress. Her new book, Heart of Fire, written in honor of her mother, published by Viking, comes out next month. For links, head to our website.